look at you today and you yesterday, what do you see? Difference. Difference in mind's wisdom. Difference in desires. Difference in priorities. Difference in ideology. Difference in principles. Difference in demands. Difference in choices. Difference in preferences. Difference in temperament. All these developments came by consciously and some unconsciously. You may not have enjoyed most of life's experiences. Why didn't you get what you desired? Why were you caught up with people you didn't like? Why certain failures in life chose you? Why you were denied access to certain heights? And why certain people you love left you? You may be thinking that life is not fair to you. The muddy areas of life, the snares and traps you had endured, the weight, the pressure, and the pain you faced. Life presenting to you the other side of the coin you wouldn't wish for yourself or anyone else. When life took away those memorable childhood pleasures, the people who contributed so much to your joy and happiness. When life turned the people who loved you against you, and making family even turn opposition. But in all these, you survived, and you are still standing. The road had been muddy and rough. The waters were stormy, deep, rapid, but you sailed through. Compare you today and you tomorrow. What do you see? For me, I see hope. Hope. Hope for better things. Hope for beautiful things. Hope for the family. Hope for your community. Hope for the nation. Hope for your generation. Hope for the unborn generations. Isn't there a correlation between your yesterday, today, and tomorrow? For the experiences you went through, the happenings of life. For there should be a reason, a purpose behind it. There should be someone, a master planner, somewhere who sees and knows and holds the coast in its place and ordered the boats of your life. He allowed and gave way for all that to happen, that you will be refined, purified, a vessel of honor, sanctified. Meeting the master's use, a container that he can use to present any and every kind of gift to his guest for their blessing and your glorification. So when all seemed lost and cold, and you wanted to give up, that tiny voice, that still voice, that always said, son, you can make it. Daughter, you can achieve it. It is he. When the sorrows engulfed you
and you lied in the pool of your own tears, when you felt like no one understood and everyone gave up on you, that seasoned music, that inspired lyrics, the lyric that made it look like the writer consulted you and consulted your story and he wrote about you. Yes, that song, it is he. When you felt dry, hopeless, and out of his presence, someone appeared out of the blue, the special friend who believes in you, the daughter who makes you conscious of the oil on your life, the mother who places significance on your capabilities, the sister, the brother who understands you. That someone, it is he. Therefore, rise above mediocrity. Stop being petty. Don't be bled out of your purpose. Wake up and step into purpose, because your maker cares so much, watching over you, comforting you, fighting for you, endowing you, empowering you. He was with you through the storms, carrying you over the fire, placing value to what people see as valueless. But who is he? He is the Lord, your Father, your giver, your protector. He loves you. He cares for you. He cherishes you. He values you. His ways are indescribable. His plans are unfathomable. His statutes and principles are everlasting. And yes, it is He. You are blessed.